Come on, come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
And welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, December 16th, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. I want to talk about the law in a little different fashion today, I think. A couple of things as a precursor. First, housekeeping or announcements. RBN will be closed for business over Christmas and New Year's for the holidays. Christmas, December 23rd through the 26th, we will be taking a break. And then again, New Year's on January 1st and 2nd. And perhaps you've heard we're having a book drive. RBN's John Stadmiller book drive now through January 8th. Donate $100 plus for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller himself. Winners announced every Sunday evening during hour two of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. Entrants who do not win a book will carry over into the next week's drawing. This week's book, week six, book, The Web of Debt, The Shocking Truth About Our Money System and How We Can Break Free by Ellen Hodgson Brown, published back in 2008. Visit republicbroadcasting.org for details, and congratulations to the past week's winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Ingrid, Gary, and Sharon. All donations are always much appreciated and gratefully received, so thank you, everyone, for your continued support of the network. This network exists because of you. We don't have a Ford Foundation grant, and obviously never will. It would be antithetical. The two ne'er the twain shall meet. They are, as the attorneys say, RBN and the Ford Foundation are mutually exclusive. So unfortunate as that may be, you know, the powers that shouldn't be have, in keeping with Cecil Rhodes' last will, created this amalgamation of wealth to the detriment of mankind in general, you might say. So, we're doing a Christmas countdown. 9 days until Christmas, 16 days until New Year's, but actually it's a little less than that, right? It's more like 8 days, 14 hours, 55 minutes and change to Christmas, and 15 days, 14 hours, 55 minutes, well, actually 54 minutes now, and change until New Year's. So it's flying. Things are flying. I'll hold off on the movie for now. And before we talk about the law in a different sort of fashion, I want to give you John MacArthur on The Truth About Christmas. This is a few years old, but you can find it. You know, there's a lot to say. Again, there's a duality in our own history, in Western history. Is, you know, has America been a Christian nation? You can make an argument for that, and I'm not denying that or trying to besmirch that or marginalize that at all. I'm just saying there is a duality that's been at work and in operation for a long time. It includes Christmas. Obviously, we can look around and see evidence of that. It's not just the rampant consumerism. There are some strange proclivities that seem to operate in contravention to what the Bible specifically says. And so if you're a Christian celebrating the birth of Christ, then what's all this other stuff? Like so many of the other holidays, you know, Easter obviously is a big one as well. So John MacArthur on The Truth About Christmas. Here is that. Go ahead, please.
Christmas is kind of an interesting experience for Christians. It's a very bizarre combination. We have been celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, singularly tonight. You have not heard Jingle Bells by design. We have come together, as Christians do, to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, not a calorically challenged man in a red suit who is a fantasy of people's imagination. Now, I'm not trying to be a downer here. I understand that Santa Claus is a kind of harmless myth, kind of a delightful fantasy. There's some value in the traditions that have come around the figure of Santa Claus, but he basically is a fantasy, not true, a lie. There are no flying reindeer, there is no sleigh, he doesn't come down your chimney, he doesn't leave you anything. This bizarre kind of fantasy has somehow laid itself on top of the celebration of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the most profound event that ever happened in human history, when God came in and he has to share it with this crazy, non-existent guy named Santa Claus. But that lie has stuck. And I will admit, it's in a sense, it's harmless. Children enjoy fantasies, and you can get a little leverage out of it by trying to get them to be good. But it's just not true. I don't think that the lie about Santa Claus does a whole lot of damage. But I will say our society is engulfed in a group of lies that do a tremendous amount of damage. We are literally engulfed in terms of how we think in a series of lies that have eternal consequences. And I want to just kind of share those with you, because I would want to tell you the truth. The church, the Bible says, is the pillar and ground of the truth. And when you come here, you should hear the truth. But there are some pervasive lies that have literally dominated people's thinking. I think you might recognize them. First of all, life is random. Just happens. Really, nobody's in charge. It's not following any pattern. It's not following any design. There's no real order. We don't really have to answer to anyone. Oh, maybe there might be God somewhere, but he's probably struggling with what's going on the way everybody else is. And life is random, and the best you can do is kind of grab the randomness as it comes along and see if you can latch on to what works for you and hang on for the ride. But for sure, life is random. Nobody in charge. Nobody's design being worked out. Not coming from somewhere specific, going through a specific plan and ending up in a specific goal. It just happens, and you have to make the best of it. The second lie that dominates our society is that truth is relative. Since there is nobody in charge, there is no lawgiver, there is no judge, there is nobody to answer to, there is nobody whose will dominates, truth is relative. Truth is whatever you want it to be, whatever you think it is. You have your truth, I have my truth, somebody else has his or her truth. And there's no such thing, by the way, as absolute truth. There's just whatever we vote in as truth, whatever the latest poll tells us is our version of truth. But truth is relative. It shifts and ebbs and flows and changes depending upon what we want and what we think. There's a third lie, and this works into that system pretty well, and it's this: man is basically good. Man is basically good. We're basically good, and if all of a sudden we act badly, it's because of our circumstances. It's because of influences outside of us. Somebody did something to us. Maybe parents messed with us. Maybe somebody molested someone. Maybe there's some kind of generational curse going on in a family, but we're basically good, and if left to ourselves, we'll do good things. Since there's nobody in charge, and since truth is whatever we decide it is, and that can ebb and flow according to our own will and desire, and since we're basically good, the fourth lie is this: the highest virtue is tolerance. Because if no one's in charge and there are no real absolute rules and we're basically good, then you got to leave us alone to do whatever we want. And if we start sitting in judgment on people, we're going to have collisions all the time. The only way we're going to have unity in the world and peace in the world is if we just become completely tolerant of everything and everyone's view of everything. Does this sound like the world you're living in? There's some further lies. Another one is this, that life really consists in what you possess, what you acquire, what you own. And I don't just mean houses and cars and fashion and whatever. I'm talking about whatever you've achieved. Maybe it's an education, maybe it's advancement, maybe it's success, maybe it's fame, maybe it's notoriety, maybe it's popularity. But that's what you have to choose, and that's what you have to chase. And we want people to chase that. In fact, when they are 5 years old, we put them on a soccer field, we make sure they all get a trophy so they know that's what they should spend their whole life doing, trying to get recognition. It's all about what I can accrue, what I can bring to myself. That's what life is all about. It's what I have that defines life. There's another lie that's pretty dominant, and it is this: the goal of life is personal satisfaction. The goal of life is personal satisfaction. You say, well, people are very charitable, very generous, and that would be true. A lot of charities, and a lot of hospitals, a lot of good things. But it always interests me when you listen to people talk about why they give to charity and you hear them say, it makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel better about myself. That's because the driving, compelling reality in the life of most people is satisfaction. And if charity makes you feel good about yourself, there's a very personal motive in that. So this is the world we live in, a world literally surrounded with these lies. Life is random. Truth is relative. People are good. Tolerance is the highest virtue. Life consists in what you possess. The goal of life is personal satisfaction. And let me throw another one in. Here's another lie. You can become anything you want. You can change. If you don't like your life, change it. You have the power within you. Reach within you. In fact, there are some who believe the only God that exists is the God that is in you, kind of that collective God of Hinduism that is in us all. You can become whatever you want to be. You hear that from the time little children go to school and are told, you can become anything you want to be. That's a lie. Everybody has limits. You can't change yourself. You can't change yourself. You are what you are. Certainly, morally, you can't change yourself. You can clean your act a little bit, but you can't change your heart. And there's one more lie that is very disturbing and very popular, and it is this: death is a pleasant transition. Don't worry about death. It's a pleasant transition. It's just going into the light at the end of the tunnel. And we have all kinds of books being written, supposedly by people who went there and came back to tell us about this pleasant transition. These are dominant lies in our culture, and I'm here to tell you that they are far from the truth. Let me give you the truth. Life is not random. There is God. He is the creator. He is the sustainer. And he is the judge. He is in absolute control over everything that happens in this world, and it all happens within the framework of his will and by his power and for his purpose. And the God who is in charge and the only God who exists is the God revealed on the pages of Holy Scripture. He is God and no other. Secondly, truth is absolute. Truth is absolute. You should know that. If you climb up on the top of a 10-story building, you may say, I don't believe in gravity. You may have standing next to you a guy who says, I do. You both jump, you both go down. Whether you believe in gravity or not is irrelevant. There are absolute laws in the physical world. Do we imagine that there are absolute laws in a physical world and relative laws in the spiritual world? The laws of the spiritual world and the moral world are as absolutely absolute as the laws of nature. Truth is not relative. You will not find it in you. It doesn't reside in you. You can't learn it from inside of you. It is external to you. It is outside of you. And again, it is in the pages of the Bible. The God of the Bible is the one true God who has established and revealed what is true about everything. And it is absolute. Morality is absolute as described in the Bible. Creation is absolute as described in the Bible. Relationships are what they are based upon the terms revealed in Holy Scripture. Time and eternity is defined for us on the pages of Scripture. Thirdly, man is basically bad. We're basically evil. Alienated from God, sinful, motivated by evil desires, selfishness, pride. We're sinners. The noblest virtue is not tolerance. The noblest virtue is righteousness. Righteousness. Doing what is right before God and man.
All right, we're going to take a break. Obviously, we're headed into a break. Where is this going, Chris? This doesn't sound like a Christmas message. This sounds like a downer. What's that all about? Well, we got about 5 minutes left, and we will continue it. Probably at the bottom of the hour. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Some captive Israel. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, who mourns in lonely exile. Until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O
Welcome back. All right. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
I only caught the last 40 minutes of your show yesterday, which I agree with you wholeheartedly. And what you're playing today with this insert, not a downer to me whatsoever. It's an upper for me, a very upper.
I agree.
And I thank you very much. You keep on doing what you're doing. I get discouraged at times, but you're doing a fine job. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Much appreciated. Um, it's supposed to be uplifting, and I think we have gone afield, obviously. We have wandered off. If there was anything virtuous and noble and redeeming about America, which I believe there was, it was our identity in Christ, basically, I would say in a nutshell. And we have wandered far afield. And we are all culpable in that, I would say. Not that we, not that we have to be a theocracy or anything like that. But just, each one of us, it's a choice that we all make. What do we choose? Do we choose to embrace and lean into the higher calling that we're hearing about, both in what John MacArthur is talking about, these lies, these eight lies that he mentioned, the highest virtue is tolerance. Is it tolerance or is it righteousness? It's a rhetorical question, obviously. But, we have a choice. Do we lean into the so-called virtue of tolerance, which is not, and it's the same old, as I mentioned yesterday and have mentioned in recent broadcasts, it's kind of the Gnostic impulse to get us to lean into a kind of an enabling spirit that is kind of a gateway to bad things. So it doesn't seem immediately evil or bad to most people, but it's not this idea of tolerance is not a stopping point. It is a milepost along the way to somewhere. And I don't think most people take the time to pause and reflect and see where that might lead, where it might head, because everybody's busy trying to get by and just wants to have their piece of the American dream and, not have to become some kind of political martyr. But we do have a choice. We do have a choice, and we have to make the choice. And saying that I don't want to make the choice and pretending that you don't choose is not actually a choice. Or excuse me, it's not, that's disingenuous. It is a choice in itself. To say I don't want to choose and I don't choose is a choice. So, like the late great Jack Otto said, America was only the land of the free as long as it was the home of the brave. And the brave were those who chose to live humble, modest, Christ-centered lives. And that's what made America great. You see that going back, for example, in de Tocqueville's Democracy in America. Things weren't as we've been led to believe. We weren't as vicious and aberrant and illiterate and so on as the pundits and revisionist historians would have us believe. So, there was a time in America not long ago when the marriage and children would be recorded in the family Bible. The state was not involved in that. That's a fairly new eugenicist creation. Why is the state involved in the family? Is it because the state is supplanting the family? For what purpose and to what end? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, December 16th. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Mike in Nebraska. Mike, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Chris. How you doing?
All right, thanks.
Good. Enjoy your show. Just be kind of upfront with you, Chris. I was shocked to hear you playing John MacArthur. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're familiar with his background. He comes from a long line of Masons and has a Druid festival every year. And if anyone does a cursory search on the internet, he said it was okay to take the mark of the beast, that you could still go to heaven. And all you have to do is a Google search. John MacArthur says it, so you can take the mark of the beast and still go to heaven. Now, he's since backtracked on that, but a guy that has a Bible college and a Bible named after him, right? That's a basic. You don't make that mistake.
I would agree with everything that you said. And, you know, I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm an expert on all of the John MacArthur controversies. However, I think that what he's saying in the video that we're playing is not out of line. So I'm not setting aside what you're saying, and it's, that's definitely an issue.
One thing I would say, though, I think he is, as a new Christian, 35 years ago, the first thing I did was throw salmon in the trash. It's not a harmless little thing.
You sound a little muffled. The first thing you did what?
Sorry, I don't know. I'm in Walmart, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing I did as a newly born-again Christian was throw Santa Claus in the trash. The Holy Spirit shows you that. And for John MacArthur, it's just another long line of, well, it's not that harmful. You're lying to your children. So you're teaching them it's okay to lie. So that's just, it's congruent with everything that MacArthur does. It, you know, to me, the guy's a plant by the enemy. And, you know, that thing about going to heaven and taking the mark, if that isn't the biggest red flag for people, I don't know what to do. You know, there's no hope. You don't make a mistake like that.
Well, I can't argue with you there. That's, you know,
I mean, when I read Revelations when I was 25 years old and born again, I seen it. He says, if you take the mark, you can't go to heaven. And there's a guy with a Bible college with a Bible named after him, always, you know, going around with this pompous attitude that he knows everything about the Bible. Making that basic mistake. So I'm just saying, I don't think it furthers your cause by having John MacArthur as a source.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying. And, you know, this is a difficult thing. I mean, maybe you can appreciate where I'm coming from. If I, where do you draw the line? We are all men. We are all fallible. If we say things that are in error, do we get an opportunity to correct the record? However, this is not just any man. This is a, you know, a leader of men. Like you said, a guy with a Bible college, Bible named after. That's different, obviously. He is to be held to a far higher standard than the rest of us. But at the same time, you know, for the purposes of this broadcast, where do we draw the line? And I appreciate you calling in and making that clear. I thought about saying some similar things. We've talked about John MacArthur on this broadcast in the past, but there's also the element of what I would call kind of the intriguers, you know, call it like a Protocols of Zion kind of element that wants to besmirch and discredit everyone, in many cases posthumously. An example is, for me, one of the things I'm currently kind of wrestling with is, you know, the Oswald Chambers thing. I've mentioned that Chambers allegedly quoted George MacDonald, which is a huge issue if that's true. But my understanding of the citations of Chambers quoting MacDonald are posthumous. My understanding is that the works of Oswald Chambers that allegedly quote MacDonald were published about 100 years after Chambers' death. And so the posthumous publishing of folks is something that always makes me scratch my head. Is this an effort? Did somebody find something somewhere and say, oh, look, we found this, to kind of re-engineer our understanding of this person and their beliefs and thereby shape our beliefs going forward? I think that happens. That's obviously a little different than MacArthur in this case, but I wonder how many times we have been you know, things have been thrown in front of us to discredit folks. I'm not saying that's the case with John MacArthur, but I am saying maybe it's possible. You know, you think of the protocols, and I forget exactly which one it was, but, you know, we will basically discredit all of your leaders. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
So
that's a long ways from what I'm talking about, Chris.
I don't disagree with you on that.
The guy comes from, he's third generation Mason. He has a Druid festival, and he says you can go to heaven if you take the mark of the beast. Nothing posthumously. It's all there. You can go get it. It's obvious. And I think his job is to plant little seeds of destruction in the Christian community. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. You know, they did it with Darwin. They financed him. And just tons of things. The Mormons, the Jehovah Witnesses, they're all sent out to do their jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think it's obvious that John MacArthur, that's what his job is. Because if you have to keep spitting out the bones every 5 seconds when you're listening to somebody, what's the point?
I agree.
All right. Well,
I agree entirely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Much appreciated. Yeah, I do agree. And I had mixed feelings. But, you know, hopefully, you know, I can make some sense of this. Am I saying Mike is wrong? Absolutely not. I just said I agree with everything that he said. I don't remember the controversies, and there are a few, as Mike said. I don't remember them specifically. With John MacArthur, maybe I'll go back and revisit that homework. But there is a nihilistic impulse at work in America to burn us down to a tabula rasa. We should not worship men in the first place. That's not what this is about. But the things that we heard John MacArthur say so far as the lies that predominate our society are concerned, are true. Life is random. Truth is relative. Man is basically good. The highest virtue is tolerance. Life really consists in what you possess. You know, we're all supposed to be Tofferite prosumers. The goal of life is personal satisfaction. You can become anything you want. Death is a pleasant transition. Those are obviously lies that predominate our society. But I don't disagree with the, you know, the point about Santa Claus. It is a myth, and it's not just, you know, this is a story that is, it's a layered story. You know, is there at least one guy that we can point to historically and say maybe he is a noble and virtuous character that was saintly, and Christmas is sort of patterned after him? Sure, there is a guy, but then there's that other guy that predates that guy, Nimrod, that Saint Nick historically in an esoteric sense also ties back to and is in the fashion of his father, the devil, essentially. And that calls to mind Genesis 11, where this whole spirit of this age is trying to guide and direct and steer us. So, I mean, there is the reality of that. We're supposed to all be wise and discerning. You know, ultimately, we're all supposed to exercise discernment. And speaking of Chambers, this kind of gets to Oswald Chambers' entry today. Hebrews chapter 5, I mentioned before. Speaking of Melchizedek, the author of Hebrews says, concerning him we have much to say. It is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant, but solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. So, yes, I played John MacArthur today, but, you know, I've wrestled with some of this stuff recently. Do I want to be legalistic about it? No, absolutely not. There are, you know, we've been playing music in sort of the spirit of the Christmas season, which to me is, you know, excuse me, on the sense of the true spirit of the season, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. You know, it's the Advent, and that's not to get, again, not to get tangled up and think that means that I mean Adventism or any sort of religion of that fashion. It's the Advent, the first Advent of Christ, and he will come again. The second Advent is imminent. But, you know, there is the way that Chambers puts it, we have there is a distinction between, he says, always distinguish between God's order and his permissive will. And we have an opportunity to wrestle through with those things before God. So the music, you know, there are some songs, for example, the Chosen series has done some, they have some really, really awful music. Some really problematic music, but, you know, their Christmas thing that they did, they had some popular artists who, you know, a couple of whom did some interesting things, but we won't play it for obvious reasons. Could we, would it be under the auspices of God's permissive will, or what I usually refer to as Christian liberty? I suppose, you know. But does that mean we should? No. Does John MacArthur fall into that category? Perhaps, certainly some things. Is it, you know, is it okay to say that Santa Claus is harmless? I think a case could be made that Santa Claus is harmless, but Mike's point is valid. It's a lie. You know, this is a time of year that's filled with lies, but, you know, it's challenging in a society like this. If you're going to be monkish and, you know, an Anabaptist living in a modern world, not that we should conform to the world by any means, but it's difficult for children, especially, obviously. So how we navigate that, I think, and how we reconcile that is challenging. These are real issues. And no, it's not okay to lie to children, but I think that, you know, the danger is to esteem these things maybe too highly, to get tangled up in legalism. I'm not saying that anybody's doing that. That's just a thing that is prevalent in my mind. Complete faith, reliance, total trust in God alone, and reliance on the Holy Spirit, believing that he will, you know, if there's a problem, he will create a check. So maybe that's what Mike is this morning, to say, hey, just so we're all clear, this is what's going on here. You know, this is who's behind this message. But again, there is an effort. See, this is why I say it's a tricky thing, because there's an effort to burn down our faith and trust in one another entirely. That's that nihilistic impulse that's at work in our society. Trust, you know, no leaders. And that vacuum that is being created for a reason, so that the lawless one of 2 Thessalonians 2 can come in and set himself up as the guy you can trust. It's okay, I will, you know, that's the kind of the UN impulse. We need someone to tell us what to do. We need a leader. It's kind of the same old thing that Israel did, you know. We want a king. God says, you have a king, just be patient. Well, we want a king now, Daddy. So we have to be careful and wise and discerning. Anyway, I appreciate your call, Mike. Thanks for the points of clarification. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Until the Son of God appear, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Some captive Israel.
Welcome back. We have had this conversation before. David in Wisconsin, Lark in Texas, Mike in Nebraska, obviously. You know, but like I said, you know, where do you draw the line? I think that John MacArthur could use prayer for sure. You know, the book, John MacArthur Exposed, I know that Lark has mentioned that. David in Wisconsin is, you know, we've talked about this also. But, you know, and then there's the church growth movement as well, which is part and parcel to what Mike was talking about. You know, the bottom line is, as the Bible says, friendship with the world is enmity toward God. And if you're trying to ingratiate yourself to the powers that be through masonry or whatever, that is antithetical to what someone like John MacArthur should be doing. I personally think that he struggles and could use prayer. Is it possible that, you know, we people who do those kind of things come out of her? I mean, if what the way that Mike categorized the situation is 100% accurate, it's difficult to imagine how you untangle yourself. It's really not that difficult. You just pray, and then you go as you are led, as the Holy Spirit leads. It's simple, but we create complications for ourselves. And so, you know, one would imagine that's kind of the situation that John MacArthur finds himself in, being popular in the world, being a friend of the world. But, you know, I think of Charlotte Isserby. Was she a gatekeeper? I don't think so. I mean, it didn't seem to benefit her in any way. But, you know, she spoke out against these kinds of things, you know, on Skull and Bones and the fraternal networks that her father and grandfather belonged to. I believe those efforts were genuine. Were there things that she didn't say? I'm sure, you know, at the risk of defaming her own family and her family name, but I think her efforts were genuine. So it's possible. And in any case, John MacArthur, you know, we should pray for him. Stick around, I'll be right back. And ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.